This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Beta is making a slow crawl to the United States shores of Texas and Louisiana, casting worries about heavy rain, flooding, and storm surge across the Gulf Coast. The system is expected to make landfall sometime Monday. Coastal communities have begun preparing for the storm, some even issuing voluntary evacuation orders. Two other systems are also whirling in the Atlantic Basin during this exceptionally busy hurricane season. If Beta makes landfall, it will be the ninth named storm to hit the continental U.S. in 2020, tying a record set in 1916. Three people have died after Cyclone Ainos, a rare storm known as a metacane, battered Greece, flooding streets and homes, Greek authorities said Sunday. Ainos uprooted trees and caused power cuts on the Ionian Islands and the western Peloponnese. It swept through central Greece Saturday, hitting the cities of Karditsa and Pharsalia before moving south to the island of Crete. Strong winds stoked a wildfire in mountains northeast of the U.S. city of Los Angeles in California, prompting authorities to issue evacuation orders Saturday for desert communities that lost some homes a day earlier. The weather pattern was similar Friday when winds pushed the Bobcat fire onto the desert floor, causing it to explode in size and destroy homes. The extent of this destruction is not immediately clear. U.S. officials have intercepted an envelope addressed to the White House that contained the poison ricin. That's according to a U.S. law enforcement official who spoke to the Associated Press Saturday. The U.S. official says the envelope was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Donald Trump. In Canada, a statement from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police says the letter appears to have originated in Canada. This is VOA News.